about a general word for a small, noisy, yapping dog that's always a nuisance getting underfoot. Would you have a general term for that kind of dog?
I don't know.
Okay. What about the word feist? How would you use that?
Well, that's just really used to describe a breed of dog.
Feist. All right. You might say of a dog, you better watch out for him. He might
bite you.
Because yesterday he
bit.
He has
bitten
a lot of people. Okay. And a herd of cattle. What would you call the male animal?
A bull.
Can you recall, or have you ever heard people around here say that that was once an impolite word to use around here?
No, he was speaking, well, since this is cattle country, he was speaking about a male animal that you can hardly say a male cow. You'd have to say a bull, you know.
A bull. Mm-hmm. Okay. You were talking about mules a while back. What would you call two of them hitched together? You'd say you're working with a
team of mules.
Okay, and other animals, big, massive animals that used to be used in plowing.
Oxen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about two of them hitched together?
That's a team or a pair.
Okay. And talking about cattle, the little animal, that would be a
calf.
This expression, if you had a cow that's expecting a calf, you'd say that she's going to what?
Have a calf.
All right. Heard anything else?
No.
Okay. Drop a calf, find a calf, freshen, she's going to come fresh.
No. Maybe my dad might have. He may have been around a boy, but I haven't heard.
Okay. These animals that you ride, they're
horses.
And just one would be
a horse.
Okay. What about the male?
The stallion.
The female?
The mare.
And you get on a horse and you around.
Gallop around or trot around.
Another word.
Ride around.
Sure, that's the one. You got on the horse and you
rode.
I have.
Ridden.
Okay. You couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell
off.
And if a child woke up in the morning and he was on the floor, he might say, well, during the night I must have
fallen. Fell out of the bed.
Okay. And talking about horses, those things that you put on the bottom of their feet, they're...
Don't tell me. Shoes.
Okay. You ever play a game with those?
Horseshoes, yes.
Okay. What do you call the bottom of the horse's foot?
That's a hoof.
All right, and the plural of several.
Hooves.
Okay. Ever been any sheep raised in this country?
There has been. We can't find any now. We're trying to find some last year. And I don't think anybody was selling it in the county.
So you did?
Along with a couple of other teachers.
Oh, okay.
We were going to get some lamb.
You were thinking about raising sheep?
No, we just wanted to eat some.
Oh, I see.
Going to have it slaughtered.
Uh-huh, okay. What would you call the male sheep?
Ram.
The female?
That you.
And the substance on their back. Which
cool. Okay. Uh-huh.
Talking about hogs, the male hog, he would be called a
boar.
Right. What about the female?
Sow.
Right. You have a name for a female that hadn't been bred yet?
Yeah, yes, I can't think of it now.
Have you ever heard guilt?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You would call her
I guess that's what it is.
I was just trying to get you to say it since you heard of it.
Guilt.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. What about a small one? That would be
a pig.
Do you have a name for one that's kind of an intermediate size?
What do they call it? A shoke?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. What about if you didn't want your male hog to grow up to be a boar? You would say you did what?
Castrated him.
And then he would call it a what?